Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry.
Hey, Oki.
I was just calling in. I knew you were going to have a special show tonight, you and Kent together. Where is Kent at?
I don't know. I don't see his number up.
Do you think he stood you up, Ken?
I hope not. Okay, I did the show for because he wanted to do a show tonight. Okay, so hopefully he'll be here.
I hope he didn't just do this show just to make you look like an idiot or something. That'd be terrible.
Well, you know, I ain't gonna look like an idiot anyway. I'm here.
No, I disagree, Ken. You could have a great sermon tonight. You could tell us about Uganda or something.
Okay.
You have any other
callers?
Yeah, hopefully. Is Johnny?
Let me take some more callers here. One.
Good plan. Oh.
Okay. Okay, let's try another one here. 111.
This is Pants Shitter. Hello, Okie. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how you doing, Pants Shitter?
How are you guys doing tonight?
Hi. I'm doing good.
So I hear Kent should be making an appearance tonight. I'm kind of excited for that. What kind of spurred this on, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, we got to talking on Facebook, and through a group chat, and then he sent me a friend request, and I accepted it, and we started talking about I tell him, you know, well, we're gonna do a show Tuesday night, and he said, why don't we do a show tonight? And I said, well, that's fine with me.
Did you have Skype?
I could do a show tonight. Okay, and he said he would join us and give us a point of view.
Wow.
Well, it sounds like you sent his brother to talk instead, Ken.
Say what?
It sounds like you sent his brother instead. That was Dickie Hopper, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Damn. Well,
we got
Ken,
another call here. Let me bring him on.
Oh. Okay.
Hello, Pastor Ken. I'm looking forward to the Kent and Ken reunion tonight.
Amen.
Well, I hope he shows up.
Well, he is in Canada, and they're operating on a different time schedule up there. In fact, there is an abbreviation CPT that stands for Canadian People Time. They always run a little slow.
He's probably just deep in some poon or something, Ken. You know how he works.
No.
Well, he talks about it constantly.
We're not going to have any nonsense. No nonsense. This is a very godly show, two godly men doing a godly program.
Is poon ungodly or something? Cardinal Kahn would disagree with that statement.
Well, depends how it's used.
Cheaply.
I think lusting is a sin, right, Ken?
Say what now? I couldn't hear you.
Is lusting a sin?
Yeah, it is.
Whoa, Ken. If you're saying lusting's a sin, you're calling King David a sinner. Do you think King David was a sinner?
Yeah, he was a sinner.
So you think you could kick King David's ass? Is that what you're trying to tell me right now?
Language.
No, I'm not saying that.
Language. He was a wrestler, Ken.
Broke his hip.
He did, yeah.
Oh, we got another caller.
Yeah. Bring the caller on.
111, you're on the air.
Hello, good pastor. This is your Reverend Sherwood Lovett. How you doing there, pastor?
I'm doing great, Reverend Sherwood. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing so good. But I'd like to hear the other people talk. I can't hear the people call.
Oh.
Oh, Lord.
I think this reverend is doing something ungodly.
Beating his meat, sounds like.
Yeah, it sounded like it.
No, none of that. This is a godly show. Let's keep it clean.
My
big reunion.
I apologize, Ken.
The caller sounds like he's got his head in a bucket.
He sounded like he's going through puberty.
Sounded like he was beating
off. Okay, I'm going to bring it up over Jeff. Okay, from 585.
Well, hello there, folks. It's a pleasant Sunday. I love the tradio. How's it going tonight, guys?
Hey, Jeffrey.
Hello.
Hello. So, what's going on? How you doing
what
tonight, Tom? You don't know what tradio is? It's just the best thing ever put out on the radio?
Apparently not.
It's fun.
You go ahead and talk to Ken.
Oh, is that my good friend, Okul Dokul?
Yes.
Oh, who else we got on the line here tonight, Ken? Who else is on the line?
Well, we got Pat, Chitter, Johnny, and Cobra Jeff, and, okay, that's it so far. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. We got Doug. Let me bring him on.
Oh.
Hey,
oh, please,
Doug,
Doug
is coming on. Yeah, all right.
Bring Doug on.
Yeah, there we go. How you doing, Doug?
Hey, I didn't
hey,
press one.
Child molester.
No,
he's
my
bitch.
Stop that.
Child
Stop
molester.
That. Stop it.
What?
I didn't press one, Ken.
Ken, don't
Doug
bring
that's
that
right.
on.
Stay
off
the line, bitch.
You press one, you wouldn't be online.
God,
how old are you? Like 12 or something?
There we go again, man. He's hitting on me. Ken, what is this?
You sound like the guy off of cartoons.
You sound like you're drunk. Shut up. Get off the
really,
line.
You really seem to be interested
yeah,
in me, man. This happens
like
every time you come on the line with me.
Campaign.
Doug, no one can hear you. You're too busy being a bitch.
I don't think Pastor Kent wants to come back to a program like this. You got to get control here.
I agree with Mr. Longfeather, definitely.
Stop insulting. Don't insult people.
Hey Kenny, I need a little advice, buddy. Can you help me out?
Yeah, what's up there, buddy?
You kind of saw in chat earlier a little predicament I'm in. Hey, Doug, did you forget a couple months ago you and I made amends and we were cool and I haven't said a thing about you and now you want to be a dick to me? Remember how we got on a personal level with J-Bo and we made amends and you were like all cool, now you're going to be a dick?
Remember when you said I had a soccer mom car?
Oh God, the worst insult in the world, a soccer mom.
Yeah,
what's
and then
that?
Remember okay, Doug, well,
I forgot to tell you that it has a Hemi in it, Cobra Jet Boy.
Oh. Okay, I can tell you about seven other soccer mom cars that have a Hemi and doesn't mean shit. Oh, do you know what a Hemi is, Doug? Do you know the concept of a Hemi? Or do you just know the word?
Can I ask you how old you are?
How old are you, Ken?
I'm 21, Doug, if that makes a difference.
Okay, well, then you don't know shit.
Okay. I'm not 21 yet. Shit, I've only been working on cars for 17 fucking years, dumbass.
Hello!
You drunk again.
He is. Yeah.
I've been working
for 17
years.
Yeah.
I've only
tolerate all that alcohol, man? You get drunk every fucking night and come on this show and act like an idiot.
All right, Doug, what's the concept of a Hemi then? Tell me.
Yo, are you like speaking through a bullhorn into your phone or something? Joe Blow?
Okay, I think he's hitting on you, bud.
He's been hitting on me since he got
home
alive, man.
Pathetic,
he's
man.
Fucking queer.
You're pathetic, boys.
Don't you have two little girls you're supposed to be harassing,
what
Doug? Isn't that what you do for a living? Doug, don't you have anything to say?
So you back
on
the bottle, Doug? I'm assuming.
What's
the
question again, young man?
He
asked
what
why
the
you
concept
raped
of a
honey
is, dickhead.
That too.
Okay, you got to talk one at a time.
Okay, Doug, how many spark plugs does
a
Hemi have?
Come on.
Come on and tell me without Googling it.
Yeah, I got another problem here. Let me bring them on. 111.
Go for it, Ken.
All right, Pastor Ken, how you doing, man? This is Sweet Beatty.
Hey,
who's this,
Beatty?
Fucking asshole.
Yeah, Beatty.
Shut up, Johnny.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
All right. How about you guys?
Hey, Beatty, what's going on, brother?
All right.
Doing good.
Doing all right.
Professor Kitt was supposed to be on or what?
Yeah, he's supposed to be on, but he hasn't showed up yet. If you're out there and you called in and you want to come on here, just press the one key and I'll bring you on. All right.
So, Ken, I got a question for you, buddy. See if you can help me out. So last night I went on a date. It's been a while since I've been out on a date, been keeping myself, and I brought this chick home. And we're going at it, and come to find out, it wasn't a chick. It was a tranny, man. She had a penis. Now, she started servicing me. Does that mean I'm gay now?
No, that doesn't mean you're gay. It was an accident. You mistook a chick with a dick.
But I have to admit, though, man, I was kind of turned on, man.
It was a tranny.
Do I have to, like, how many Hail Marys do I have to say to, like, cleanse my soul from this? Like, I took, like, 6 showers, and I still don't feel clean.
Yeah, I don't know about Hail Mary. Okay,
I think I know the answer to this one. I think I know the answer to this one, Ken.
Are you sure it wasn't a hermaphrodite?
Oh. Beanie, all I know is she was a solid 9.5, man. So here I am, I'm having a good time. You know, we get home, she starts blowing me. We go a little farther, and then sure as shit, there's the fucking twig and twinkle berries right there. And
oh, shoot.
Yeah.
So he gobbled them up.
The deed was done, and I was surprised. And like, and then I'm going to call it because it's not a he or a she. I go, it goes, is this a problem? And I go, yeah, it kind of is a problem. And, you know, I didn't even pay for it to get home with an Uber. I just kicked it right out of my place.
Jesus.
Wow.
Did it look the same when you hit it from the back?
Can't shit or I couldn't do it, buddy. Couldn't do it.
No.
So, like, Ken, I'm not gay, right?
Chicken shit?
I think it says in the book of Deuteronomy that it's perfectly fine as long as you don't know.
Okay. Johnny, do you have any wisdom? Do you agree?
No gay stuff. This is a godly show.
I don't know about that.
Wrong direction.
I can't tell you. I never heard that.
Wait, no, it does say that, Ken. It does say that. You just don't have a Catholic Bible. it says that as long as you don't know, it's perfectly fine.
The Catholic.
Okay.
Hey, didn't Clay Douglas say one time, a mouth is a mouth?
He did.
I believe
yep.
so. I did text it earlier this morning, and I said, when you complete your transition, give me a call. So I guess when the chick with the dick loses the dick, I might give her another shot.
Amen.
Oh, she was pretty hot.
Okay. Was she that good looking?
Oh.
So she was a solid 9.5. Yeah, Ken. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I should have knew something was up when we were in my car and she just wanted to hear death metal. And I knew something was kind of weird, but I have never been blown that good in my life. This person could suck chrome off of a trailer hitch. It was that good.
Wow.
Sounds like Mrs. Longfeather.
Doug, you know a few things about
Shut
sucking
up.
Things off of trailer hitches, don't you, buddy? Up, oh, did Doug fall over again?
Yep.
No, I didn't fall over.
Okay, if you called in and you want to come on and join the show, just press that one key and I'll know that you want to come on live. All righty. Okay, because I've got some callers here from 540-954-602.
Hey, what about, is my good friend Ashley in the queue? Can you bring Ashley on?
Oh, please, bring Ashley on.
Hi. Hi. Hi, Ken.
Who was that?
All right.
Dear leader.
I heard Tony Gaga's on the line, too.
Oh, Lord.
Is Kent with you, Ashley?
I don't see us. 646 number.
Bring him on.
Don't see one.
Oh.
Who's 646?
Hmm. Well, Kent, where is Kent? What, is he standing up or
know.
Something?
I guess he
Jesus.
Must have.
Did he do all this just to make you look like an idiot or something?
I guess.
I worry about the time change. What about the time zone possibility? Is there confusion there?
They're one time zone apart. One time zone.
I had talked with Pastor Kent, and I explained it to him that he's 2 hours ahead, okay? It would be 10 o'clock his time. 8 o'clock, my time.
Oh, boy. What if he's in the Eastern time zone, though, Ken?
Yeah?
Yeah, it's 9:30 my time. I'm in the Eastern.
He could be in Moncton, trolling for Poon.
No, he's in Hamilton, Ontario, last I heard.
Yeah, he's just a stalker.
He said it. I didn't stalk him to find it. Yeah, it's 9:43 there right now.
Might have. Who can say?
There. Yeah, everybody talking.
I don't
right.
trust
this
you.
Is a great plan. All these tards calling in and talking over each other.
That's what we need. More people calling in. I agree, John.
Ow.
Well, since Kent's not calling in, Ken, what was your sermon for tonight? Ken.
Can we all
Hello?
Ken.
Looks like Johnny, you have to take control of the host. Can you please host the show, please?
Ken, come in. Ken, over.
What's check the grace, girl?
Hey, baby, where are you at?
Our radio ministry is made up of individuals who are born again Christians, believing strictly In the Holy Bible, we are part of the body of Christ, confessing to the world.
Ken, what was your sermon for tonight?
Huh?
What was your sermon? You had a sermon prepared, right?
I didn't plan a sermon tonight because our pastor Ken was going to be here.
Ken, I really think you told him the wrong time, I'm afraid.
I told him 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Okay,
that would be 9 Eastern. He is not in the Maritime Provinces. He's not in Nova Scotia right now, I think. So
Ken,
I think he might not call in till 10, sadly.
Is it possible you called him the wrong year?
He said no, it would be 9 at this time. Okay?
Sorry,
so,
guys.
I figured he knows what time to call in. Okay, so I don't know.
Well, Ken, is it possible that he did all this just to make you look like a fool? I did it again. Damn.
Huh? Oh, I like the format of the show.
I do. This is the best. I like it.
I love
it. Great format. Should do this more often.
It's a lot more freewheeling, Ken. I like this. Do you have, like, a backup sermon, Ken? Maybe?
Huh?
A backup sermon. Do you have a backup sermon, you know, for emergency?
No, I didn't have anything planned because I was going to let Kent do the show tonight. Let him give us
What about Pastor Veal? Is Pastor Veal around? He's a godly man.
Bring Pastor Veal on.
Pastor Veal has not called in.
Damn.
Well, let me check these first 15 devotionals. The first one today is called Childlike Faith. In our Sunday, focusing on what it means to be the child of God, we're going to look at how we can live with childlike faith. One of the wonders of being children of the Creator and Sustainer of all is our ability to let go of fear and live with trust. That's the first paragraph, Ken. You want to take over?
I don't have it.
Oh. Okay. Well, this is a devotional for today. I just thought maybe we could that'd be easier. Hey, there's a Spanish version for verse 15. It's called Primeros 15 or 15 or whatever this 15 is.
We'll have Beanie read that.
50? No. I'm going to draw a blank.
Hey, Beanie, you got a sermon?
You
want to preach tonight?
Thank you.
I don't have one ready, man.
Fe como la de un niño. Les aseguro que el que no reciba el reino de Dios como un niño de ninguna manera entrará en él.
Okay. Well, I guess it's going to be a no-show for Pastor Ken. Okay? And I basically put this show together for him.
Yeah. Do a sermon, Ken.
I have a sermon also. It's from the book of Genesis.
So, I mean,
can I speak my son?
Oh, wait a minute. Here's Pastor Kent.
Mute. Everyone mute. Ken, mute everybody.
Hey, Pastor Kent. Hello, Pastor Kent. Pastor Kent. Hello. Two 89, you're on the air.
I'm actually on the air, sir.
289 is a Canada area code.
Yeah, I know. Pastor Kent, if you're there, okay, you're on the air. All righty. Well, Pastor Kent has dropped. Okay.
Maybe he'll call back.
Ken, have you been stood up, Ken?
No.
I guess I have.
Jeez. Well, he just tried to call. He just called on the 289. That's the right person. I mean.
Well, Ken, you can't just abandon your show. You know, if he's trying to make you look like a fool, don't let him do that. You got to do a full
show.
He's
not. He's not trying to make Ken.
Johnny, if.
Well, okay, if you called in and you want to come on live, press the 1 key and you come on live.
All right.
Oh.
Oh, well, we got Pastor Ken again. Here we go.
Everybody mute.
Can you hear me now?
Pastor Ken.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what the heck's the matter with my phone. Sometimes I feel like seeing if it'll fly.
Oh.
It doesn't work well.
Okay, so how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Before...
I'm glad to hear that.
Before we go too far into this, I'm sorry I called in late. I was doing something with my wife and I lost track of time. Before we go into this too much.
As long as you hear, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Before we go into all this, okay, I want to say this. There's been a lot of stuff going on for the past little while. But according to what God says, we are to forgive our brothers and sisters. So, all is forgiven. Let's start.
Yes, all is forgiven. Okay. I'm glad
where
you're back.
We should be.
Okay.
And when I get a chance to call you, Ken, we're going to talk privately because I know somebody has been pretending to be you, calling me, causing problems. So, not going to get into that on the air. I'm just saying I know that.
Okay, I'm glad you know because... Okay, somebody's been pretending to be you, okay?
Oh, I know that.
Causing problems.
I know that. I'm aware of that. I'm well aware of that. No?
Hello? No.
But what is the topic tonight, Pastor Ken?
Well, I thought I'd leave that up to you, Pastor Ken. I thought I'd let you give us a sermon tonight.
Well... Let me see what I can do here. Just give me about 5 minutes, and I'll pull something up in my my list. So if you can put a couple of songs on, I'll be right back. So just give me about 5 minutes.
Ken, could you play the theme song?
I'll take another caller while you're looking something up. Okay.
Bring a caller on.
Can you play
Rivers
the
of Babylon,
song, Pastor Ken?
Boney M. Rivers of Babylon, Ken. Rivers of Babylon.
Hey, is this Ken
Babylon? You're on the air.
Hey, this is Pastor Veal. I'm so excited.
Oh.
This is a historic night for GRM and the Blog Talk Ministry scene. Pastor Ken and Pastor Kent together again. And is Kent there? I would love to talk to him. I haven't talked to him in a year since we co-hosted his show together.
Gay men. Gay men.
It's gay men.
Why are you doing, Real?
Gay
men. I am doing great. I have a serious headache right now, but I'm so ecstatic. I'm so ecstatic for this moment in time that you two were able to place your differences aside and come back together under one umbrella. And I think this is going to do wonders for the Blog Talk scene, if you will. Amen. This is a godly thing, Ken. This is godly.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to a really great show with Pastor Kent tonight. Okay, it's been a long time since we've been together.
Amen, amen. Who reached out first? Was it you who reached out first, or was it Kent who reached out first?
Well, it was kind of a mutual. We kind of both reached out at the same time.
Yo. We're sitting here and
Kent.
We're talking about things. And what I'm hearing in my head from above is peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Kent, I haven't talked to you in ages. This is Pastor Veal. How are you?
Yes, I recognize the voice. I've had your number in my phone for a while. I've tried to call you a couple of times, but I know you've had some issues. But I've reached out to you a couple of times. Feel free to call me at any time. Pastor Veal, seeing as you're here, how would you like to open us in prayer?
I would love to open up
in prayer. I already said opening prayer, but since you're here, Pastor Kent, go ahead and give your opening prayer. Or Pastor Veal, either one.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Pastor Veal, go ahead.
Our Father in heaven, I pray for this beautiful day. This is a truly beautiful, astounding day of peace and tranquility across earth. And I pray that this mutual reunion of friends, former foes, continues and blesses Blog Talk Radio for generations, years to come. And I know it's going to happen. And Lord, I pray that Pastor Ken and Pastor Kent are able to open the minds, the orifices of every listener of this show to the Word of God, and that it may penetrate them deeply and with immense power. And I pray that this show is beautiful, that the Word of God is laid upon these people. And I pray this in our Lord Savior Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Today, earlier, I did a message on YouTube about Matthew 22, verses 34-40. Feel free to listen to that message. Feel free to make comments on that message. Tonight, we're going to talk about peace. I have a message here, and there's 33 different verses I looked at about peace. The first one, of course, is in the Old Testament. It's the Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be glorious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. In this world,
amen,
where we're having issues and problems and we're coming to the close of this earth, we're in the end times. So,
amen.
We need to look towards peace and find that peace and be able to gravitate toward that peace. Our Lord and our Savior came here to earth willingly, without question, and gave of his life for us so that we could be reborn and re-energized through his Holy Spirit to enter the kingdom. And I'm not talking about the kingdom of heaven. I'm talking about the kingdom of God, the new heaven and a new earth that will come down here with New Jerusalem. That's what we have to look forward to.
Amen.
And those of us that are here through the tribulation, which a lot of people believe, 2 Thessalonians chapter 4, where it says, we that are alive will be caught up to be with him in the air. But the problem with preaching on something so tunnel vision is you're not giving the whole passage. It speaks in 2 Thessalonians 4 about the rapture. Yes, it does. But it also tells you how that will happen. And to just take that verse out and preach on that verse and say this is what's going to happen without in the context, you can't do that. You can't do that. That's not preaching to me. You need to preach it in context and not out of, you know, your belief or your ideas or how you feel or how you were taught. You have to do that. And you also have to back up what you say with biblical passages. It just can't be your version, and it can't be what you believe were taught. It can't go that way, because that confuses people. And there are a lot of mixed up Christians in this world, and they have nothing to gravitate toward, because they believe that God is all loving and all caring, and they forget all the rest. Well, if we look at the Old Testament, God punished those that did sin. God punished those and wiped them off the face of the earth. All we need to do to prove that is look at those Israelites that left Egypt, and the third and Amen. Fourth generation of them did not get to see the promised land because they gave false witness and did not believe what God said. When they come Amen. Out of the promised land, they come and they said, oh, they're big, they're giant, they're amazing, we can't handle them. Two out of those whole 12 that said, we can do this. But, of Amen. Course, majority ruled, and everybody said, oh, we can't beat these giants. No, we can't. Mm-hmm. But through him, we can do anything.
Amen.
And that's what we need to remember. Yes, we're going through hard times, and we need to find peace. And I believe that this is why God brought this to my attention. John 16, verse 33 from the New International Version says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace in the world. You will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. If you look at that, it seems pretty simple, but there's a lot in there. Okay? Yes, the world is chaotic. It's messed up. There's a lot of problems. There's a lot of issues. Absolutely. I totally agree with that. But we also have to understand this part of this. In other words, what he's saying is take my heart, take my love, take my joy, take my peace. I have overcome the world. Yes, of course. We're going to have trials. As it says, in this world you will have trouble. Of course. That's the way life goes. There's ups and downs. There's peaks and valleys. There's mountains and all kinds of black holes.
Amen.
But the minute we sit there and just focus on the problem, we're sitting in the moment. And if you sit in the moment, it's going to get worse. It's going to pile up. It's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. When you have a garbage can and you put garbage in it and you don't dump that garbage, what happens to that garbage can? It overflows, right? And it becomes a problem. Well, if you work on the solution, if you have a full garbage can, you take that garbage bag out and you put it outside in the dumpster. Now it's not a problem anymore.
Or you take it to the trash dump.
Or what? Sorry, Pastor?
Oh, or you take it to the trash dump. You physically take it yourself and you move it to the garbage plate, like the mountain.
Same thing, but technically, with God, we don't have to do that. All we have to do is say, here, take it, and he gets rid of it.
Amen.
When we came to know Christ as our personal Savior and friend, he took every sin, no matter how bad, no matter how terrible, no matter how rotten, no matter how vile and putrid it was, he erased that. And we have a clear white sheet. We begin anew. As he says in his word, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. All our sins are wiped away. All our problems and issues, if we don't take them on ourselves, can be washed away. I've learned over the past few years, I don't focus on the problem. I try. Sometimes I fail. I fail like everybody else. I don't focus on the problem. I focus on the solution. What do you say, Pastors?
Kent.
Yeah,
really
that sounds good to me. Great message,
really,
so far.
I got to leave really soon, and I do apologize, but you know, Miss Veal, this is a bit of a late hour for her, but I just want to share something that I had a vision of recently. You know, I was sleeping, I had a dream, and sometimes God comes to me in my dreams, and you know, I had this dream, and there were three pillars, and the number 20,000 was written all over them. And I really don't know what that means. Maybe somebody can help me decode this.
Well,
maybe that means we're going to save 20,000 souls this year.
Because your wife's calling, and I know when my wife calls, happy wife, happy life. So,
amen.
I realize you have to go. We will tackle that when you have more time, because I don't want to tackle that without you there as well, because that's not fair to you. But yes, we, Pastor Ken and I, if you agree, Pastor Ken, we can tackle that the next time we're all on together. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
So
yeah,
that way we
fantastic.
That way, yes,
we could discuss these three pillars and this 20,000. It's a reoccurring dream. It keeps happening, and I'm really looking forward to diving into it with you all, pastors.
Well,
we certainly will.
We certainly will take care of that. You go take care of your wife right now, and we will deal with that when you are not so pressed for time. Okay, Pastor?
Amen. And continue this, everybody. Continue listening,
we will.
Everybody. Continue shooting those ropes of wisdom. You guys are just so godly, and I thank you so much for even being able to bless the airwaves. Amen. I look forward to the next GRM. I look forward to calling in with you, Pastor Kent and Pastor Ken. Amen. This is such a godly reunion, as I said.
Well, just before you go there, Pastor, let me just have a prayer with you. Father, as Pastor Veal goes to deal with his family's problems, I pray thou might keep his daughter safe, his wife safe, and him safe, and guide them in your light and keep them safe and sound. And we say this in agreement, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. And Ken, perhaps soon you could take some callers, some questions from listeners about God. I know that this, I feel this in my soul tonight, that this is a very godly show.
Yep.
And perhaps perhaps Kent would be willing to answer some questions from listeners. Kent and I ran a show together for about a few months until my family obligations had to take me away, unfortunately. And, you know, our ratings were always off the charts, and we reached a lot of godly people. And I'm looking forward to seeing that happen again. Amen.
Amen. I just got a couple of
hopefully Pastor Kent will agree to come back with me.
Yes, well, depending on how tonight goes, and I can see that happening. I just got a couple of more scriptures. Just bear with me, and then you can ask myself or Ken. Ken knows the Bible better than I do, so he can answer you better than I can. But if you want my wisdom, I'm sure that I can oblige you there. The next scripture that I have, the next scripture that I have is John 14:27. And this happened just after our Messiah left. Listen to the beautiful things he said to us. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give you the world gives. I do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. In other words, in times of trouble, he's there. In times of sorrow, agony, suffering, he's there. He gave us his peace. And that peace, whether you know it or not, is omnipresent. He did not give us to the world, but he gives us and lets our hearts not be troubled or afraid because of his promise. I will never leave you nor forsake you. There are many times in my life that I have not talked to him in my trouble, but that doesn't mean he's still not there. That doesn't mean he doesn't see, because he sees everything. And First Peter 3:10-11. And with this, I'll close. For whoever would I love life and see good days must keep their tongue from evil, their lips from deceitful speech. They must turn from evil and do good. They must seek peace and pursue it. When we're acting Christ-like, we're not going to be putting people down. We're not going to be judging them. We're not going to be looking at them and saying this, that, or the other thing, or talking behind their back, because that's against the commandments. And it's against the law in the Bible. You're not supposed to do that. We are to love one another as he loved us. And in Matthew 22:34-40, he says it's so beautiful. The religious leaders of the day tried to trick him, as they always did, and say, what is the greatest commandment in the Bible? And he simply said this: you are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And second, and equally as important to that, is that we are to love our neighbor as he loved us. What do you want to add there, Pastor Ken?
Well, I think you've done a wonderful sermon tonight. Okay? You say you did that earlier today. Is that on YouTube?
Yeah, that's on YouTube, yeah.
You know, I don't know how to find you on YouTube. What do I got to do?
I'll I'll send you a link in the in your message board on Facebook.
Okay.
That's the easiest way to find it. Those of you who can't find it, you can find it under Abbott's House. And there's a picture of a cross and a Bible. It's a cross over a Bible. I had a wonderful Christian person design that for me in Africa. He actually did that for me to help the ministry. And I thought it was beautifully done.
I saw a picture of that, and I liked that.
Okay, I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah. So, now,
Pastor Ken.
Yes, sir.
I think that a perfect song for this, I hope you have it, it's called Long Black Train.
Long Black Train. I don't
by
know.
Josh.
Let me see if I do.
Yeah. It's by Josh Brogan. Josh Turner, sorry.
Okay, let me see. Long Black Train.
Yeah.
Okay, by Josh Turner?
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's play it.
Now, before you play that, I asked for this. Listen to the words and tell me if this is not what we go through as Christians. Okay, Pastor. I was getting a link for you.
Okay, I've got it. Okay. Here we go.
Watch out, brother, for that.
Yeah, see, that's a good song, Pastor Kent.
As Christians, we need a way to find that way back home.
Yeah. Oh, it's playing again for some reason. Okay, hopefully I stopped it. Okay, there we go. I don't know why that happened. Okay, let's bring back all our callers. Okay.
Hello?
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 Hello, is this Hello? Pastor Kent?
Yeah.
Elrene, this is BD.
Cool. Hello.
BD, oh, see, oh, remember BD?
Yep, I do.
Elrene.
Certainly do.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just here listening.
Pastor Kent? Hello, this
yes?
is Cobra Jeff. You and I have never spoke. It's a true honor to finally get to speak with you. How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay.
Just wanted to chime in and say hi. Like I said, we've never spoken, but I've listened to many of your shows, and I just want to say what a pleasure it is hearing your voice tonight.
Why, it's an honor to be here, and let's
no, no,
forgive.
Kent, the honor, trust me, and I think I speak for everybody in this room, including Ken, the honor is truly ours. God bless
well,
you.
Amen.
I'm nobody special. I mean, I'm just
no,
a servant of God.
Short,
that's
Kent.
All I am.
You are a truly amazing person.
Well, I appreciate the compliment, but I give all the credit to God.
Amen.
We want to show our appreciation to you and just you are a true blessing. This Sunday has now, I feel full and fulfilled of everything because of you tonight. And it's good to hear more godly people come on the show instead of these nasty trolls. It's good to hear a godly voice such as yours. Amen.
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 We only say what God tells us to say. Would you agree with that, Pastor Ken?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%. I've been doing devotionals lately. From First
yep.
15. And, First 15. I don't know if you're aware of them, Pastor Kent, but they are a great inspiration. Okay, and got great devotionals.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello.
Yep. Hello.
Hello. Hey, Pastor Kent, this is Oki.
Hey, Oki, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I mean, I've been in your YouTube chat, but I don't think you and I have ever spoken before.
No, we haven't. And Pastor Ken, this is Oki. And no, I don't think he's from Muskogee, but he is a very good friend of mine. And I've known him almost as long as I've known you and Johnny.
Yeah, that's true, Ken.
Yep.
That's true,
yep.
Ken.
And he's been a follower of my YouTube for a long, long time. A lot of years, actually. Almost since I started. Him, there's him and Willie, and there's I never say his name right. Johanna.
Johnny.
No, not Johnny. Johanna. It's J-A-U-N.
Oh.
And,
Yeah.
They've been followers of the show for a long, long time. And when I was on Blog Talk for a while, they were there as well. They used to
Amen.
Chime in and talk in the chat. And they never called in. This is actually quite an honor for me, Oki, to actually hear your voice. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
It's no problem, Ken. I'm just so glad you decided to start being part of Ken's show. I like that you two have made amends. I think you should do this a lot more often.
Yeah, well, amen. Ken and I have been ministry for a long, long time. Ken, many
amen.
Years before me, but, you know, there was some, shall we say, trolls that caused some problems. And I know that it wasn't Ken himself. And like I said tonight
amen.
When I first started, I forgive them for what they've done. Because it says
amen,
in the Bible that we are supposed to pray for our enemies.
Amen. Ken, could I ask you and Ken a favor? Could you bring Johnny Longfeather on the line?
I haven't got the
Let me
bring
give me
Johnny on.
609.
Hello, Pastor Kent.
Hello.
This is your long-lost friend, Johnny Longfeather, whom I've known. You've known me for at least 15 years, wouldn't you say?
50 years.
Well, I actually met you just about the same time as I did Oki and Ken. Yep. It's been a lot of years.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen.
Oki's one of the originals.
Well, so are you, Johnny.
And I've been encouraging your YouTube ministry. I've been in the chat. I've been battling against the trolls.
I really thought
it was Pastor Ken causing all that trouble,
yep.
but from what I'm hearing, it's not true.
No, and I know, without getting into a lot of details, I know that you've been battling many demons lately. And I've kept you in my prayers, and I'm glad you're safe. I thank God for that.
Amen.
Well, thank you.
Yes, we all pray for Johnny.
Yes, it's good to know that the prayers have been said in my battles with numerous demons. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we all have our crosses to bear.
Amen, brother.
The homosexuality demon. Amen.
I got some more callers. Let me bring them
bring
on here.
Whoa.
Oh, I think Ken had the echo on.
Uh-oh. There's something wrong.
Oh, Lord.
What is happening?
Hello? Oh my.
What's going on?
Hello?
What's going on?
It was just some echo. Blog Talk messes up a lot. So.
Yeah, it was the echo caller, whoever that is.
Ken, was that a caller? Or what happened?
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, I got my phone died, so I had to call back in.
Okay, we had a terrible echo breakout.
Yeah, that happened right when I got, like, when my phone went out.
Excuse me. Yes, I've been battling those demons, and thankfully with Kent's help and Ken's help and some other people, Pastor Veal's been very important. He's shot rope for wisdom, and he's pulled me out of the depths. He shot a rope down to me and pulled me out of the hole, basically.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to say God bless everybody on the call tonight. I'm glad there's so many godly people tonight that want to share experiences and just share their word. I mean, this truly is a blessing. You have no idea how much I needed this.
Amen, Jeff.
Amen.
I mean, this is fantastic. It is so nice to finally, you know, be in a space where people can come together and just spread the word of the Lord and just be godly. I've needed this, and I just want to thank each and every one of you for touching my heart.
And you know, I felt like I've
had... It's a pleasure to do so, Gopher Jeff.
I felt like I've just had an incredible load on my shoulders, I needed to swap that load out. So I swapped that load, and it's no longer on my shoulders. I've swapped it.
Well, that's good. That's good, Johnny.
By the way, I agree with you. Willie Kahn, Cardinal Willie Kahn says hello. He can't call in right now, but I am in contact with him.
Well, that's great. Tell Cardinal Willie Kahn for me. I said hello.
And Johnny,
he was in Orlando
to...
this evening. He was rooting out some evil in his capacity as a cardinal, but he's unable to call tonight.
God bless
you.
Right. And Johnny, if you ever need to give me some of your load, we're here for you. We would all share some of your load. We're here for each other.
Ew.
You know, sharing loads.
No.
You don't want to help your friend out? I would expect you of all people to want to carry some of Johnny's load.
Ew.
Okay. I don't like this negativity. It's unfortunate.
Johnny, please have an intervention for Oki, because we're all trying to be friends here. You know, and Johnny, I will be there for you. Oki, I would be there for you. Your loads are my loads. My loads are your loads. We should be there for each other. Ken wants to share some of our loads, just like we share loads from everybody. Just why can't we all just be there for each other? Oki, what is up with
that? Amen. That's what we should do, be brothers in Christ.
Amen.
I do agree, but Johnny happens to be burdened with a lot of loads. Plenty of men have given their loads to Johnny. I'm very not interested in that.
Lean on me when you are not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on.
You aren't black. Stop saying that.
For it won't be long till I'm going to need somebody to lean on.
Amen.
Boo.
Swallow your pride. If I have things you need to borrow, no one can fill those of your needs that you won't let show.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think we got another caller here. Let me bring him on.
Hello.
It was an echo caller.
That's ungodly.
Well, Ken,
is a caller that needs to have some of our loads burdened on him.
Oh Lord, Ken, this show has been such a success. Does this mean you're going to have Kent on from now on?
I would like to if Kent agrees.
Amen. That's a good plan.
We will. Definitely work something out. It's just I have to work to support my wife and the home, so
right.
I don't. I'm not on the system anymore. I'm actually a productive member of society. I actually work at Maple Leaf Foods, and
amen.
I work 7, 6, 7 to 3, 4, sometimes 5, 6. So it depends on, you know,
seven.
I can't commit to every day because I work every day, but
right.
Yes, absolutely. What I can commit to is
nine.
Sunday, Monday. Absolutely. That I will be willing to do. And if there's nights that I can't, because sometimes, like I say, I work late, and you know, I lift 16 pound lumps of meat all day, so it gets it's a lot of heavy work.
What are you looking at a butcher?
No,
I'm working in a manufacturing, food
yeah,
manufacturing plant.
Oh,
well,
okay.
Ken,
poutine.
Well,
probably
Ken,
making
you
poutine.
Know, you... Yes. Ken, you, I, and Johnny have known each other for about 20 years now, so I understand that
yep.
you can't be here every night. That's totally understandable.
So, I mean,
well,
I would like to. I would like to, but I'm willing to commit to Sunday, Monday. But as far as the rest of the week, I don't know until I see my schedule. Because some days it's long days, it's heavy work. And by the time I get home,
right.
I'm tired. So
yeah,
I have to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. Normally by this time,
right.
I'm sawing logs.
Oh, okay. So if we were going to do a show Sunday and Monday, well, I need to do it before 8 o'clock, my time.
Well, no, Sunday, Monday's fine. 9 o'clock is a little bit late for me because normally I'm sawing logs by 10 o'clock, my time. Yeah, I remember before, you used to have a Sunday show in the evening, like 5, 6, right?
Yeah, I used to have it like about 5 o'clock. Yeah.
Amen. I mean, that would be okay with me because it would be quiet around here because my wife, I love my wife, but sometimes she tries to talk to me when I'm on air, and it's distracting sometimes, but I still love her. I still love my wife. You know,
women can't live with
yeah,
them, can't
I
live without
that.
Them. You know?
Okay, yeah.
Oh,
so,
yes, I
do. So we do
I
a show Sunday and Monday
live with some...
at 5 o'clock.
4.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I normally
yeah,
do
could...
shows on Tuesdays, Thursdays,
absolutely.
And Saturdays. I can change my schedule.
Tuesdays, Thursdays, Saturdays, okay, well, that's not too bad. Saturdays is not bad because I'm usually off until Tuesday. So, I'll commit to Saturday, Sunday, Monday for now, and we'll see.
Okay,
how
I can do Saturday, Sunday, Monday versus Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, you're only doing
hey, so,
it. Oh, you're only doing it 3 days a week now?
Yeah, only 3 days a week. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that off air. Maybe I can help you out there some.
Okay. All right. Hey, Pastor Kent, before we get off the air here, can you give me a prayer? I'm going to go in for bladder cancer surgery on Thursday.
I need everybody to bow their heads.
Amen.
Close their eyes. Father, we uplift our brother, Ken, as he goes under the knife. I pray that thou might give him speedy healing. Send healing angels to comfort him and comforting angels to keep him safe as he's under the anesthetic. And we ask this as your believers in Yeshua to keep our brother safe. And we say these things in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you all.
God
Amen.
Bless you, Ken.
Thank you.
Yes.
Amen.
I hope God can heal you and let you do that jump over R-Lane that you promised me about 2 years ago.
I ain't doing any jumping
joke, Ken.
Anymore.
I know, Ken. It's just a joke.
Oh, you're not going to jump over the Grand Canyon anymore, Ken?
No, no. No.
Ken's already done that, Ken. He did that about 2 years ago.
Yeah, get on your motorcycle and be an evil Knievel Ken.
He did. We already did that. He beat the crap out of Evil Knievel after he made the jump.
Oh, he beat Evil, did he? Okay, good. That's important.
Yep, yeah,
I don't know anything about that.
Don't worry, Ken. I can't. I'm telling everybody.
All righty. Well, we're getting down in the time here. We're getting about to down to our last 6 minutes of the show. Okay. Anyway, I was gonna say it's been a blessing having Pastor Ken on. I thank
Amen.
You very much. I thank you very much for coming on. It's been a pleasure. And like I said, we're back together again, Pastor Kent.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm crying tears of joy.
All righty.
I don't know.
Well, if you want to give us a closing prayer, Pastor Kent, okay, it would be a pleasure.
Well, I think before we do that, I think you have a prophetic word, don't you, Pastor Ken?
Oh.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I didn't get that out today. Okay, all righty. Give me a second here to put that together.
I think the show should be called Abbott's House 2.0.
Amen. Amen.
Abba's House 6.0?
No, 2.0.
Yeah, Abba's House 2.0. This is a new Abba's House. We like this. I like Ken. He's the star of the show. Oh.
Uh-huh. All right, I don't know what's going on here for some strange reason.
It's just somebody on the line being a goofball.
Yeah, ignore
it's ungodly.
Pen.
It's horrible.
Could be Satan trying to break apart this new bond.
Well, that's not going to happen.
No,
sir.
Yeah, you just need to get another sermon, Ken. Ignore that
okay.
shit.
Okay.
Sorry.
The prophetic word for today. The Father says today, I am illuminating the road before you. I know the path that you take. Every step of the way and circumstance and situation in your life is not random at all. Every one of your days is written in my book. And if you ask me, I will show you things to come. Even great and mighty things that you know not. Stop saying you don't know what to do. You are not without guidance. The Holy Spirit is on the inside of you, communes continually with your spirit to clear up confusion and cause your foot to take just the direction that will bring out the highest heart's desire and greatest dream fulfilled. You are not a rat in a maze. Others may not know what to do or where to turn, but that's not your portion. For I am with you. And will never leave you or forsake you in any way. Let
Amen.
Your mouth pray. Unexpressed prayer, unverbalized prayer has more in common
Amen.
With wishful thinking than any pulling down of strongholds of resistance you are facing. Know this, that greater is the positive pressure of my presence on the inside of you flowing out than the negative pressure of the circumstances or the people determined that you will not pass or prosper. I will hold them in delusion, says the Father,
Amen.
For the plans for you will come to nothing. Listen to my voice. I am speaking in the night seasons. You are not ignorant of my enemy's devices. take up the lantern of my word and hold it out before you as you guide for what you will do next. It may not always seem practical to obey my word, but I haven't called you to be practical. I have called you to be spiritual and to be obedient, says God. Amen.
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 This goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are.
Yes, we do. Amen.
God bless Muhammad and Jesus.
Wow. Let's clarify that right now. Muhammad is not Jesus. Not even close. Muhammad
Amen.
Is something completely different.
Are you?
Amen.
Oh, I've been taught wrong, Kent. I'm sorry.
So
you've been hanging
you
out
can
with
say
the
praise
black
Jesus,
Muslims.
Praise the Lord, praise Abba, praise Father, praise Yeshua,
Yahweh.
Praise Jehovah, but not
Yahweh.
Allah.
Yes. Well, I was just told that they were the same person. I'm sorry, Kent. I'm sorry.
Hail Mary.
It's okay.
Hail Mary.
I'm not. I'm just clarifying. I'm not complaining. I'm just making sure you understand those two people are not the same. What would you say, Pastor Ken?
Yeah, that's 100% correct. Okay, Muhammad is Muhammad. Ooh. Jesus is Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, well,
yep,
if you give us a closing prayer, we got
the
a
one
minute
above
left.
All.
Yep, I will give us a closing prayer.
Praise
I just want to close with
praise
this. Our Lord and Savior can be found in the Bible. And he is alive, and he is in heaven, and he watches over us every single solitary minisecond.
Amen.
Father, as
Amen.
We go our separate ways, I pray that those that are lost will seek out help. Have them message myself or Pastor Ken, and we will help them find their way back to the cross. And we say these things in Yeshua's special name. Brothers, my brothers, have no fear, for God is alive and well. God bless you,
Amen.
Brothers, and we will talk tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
Amen.
We will talk tomorrow.
All right.
So, everybody,
all right.
if you're listening, okay, we'll have a show tomorrow night, and we're going to do this at what time? Again, 5 o'clock?
Midnight?
Yes. All right. Good
okay,
night.
Well,
God bless
check
you.
To the show for 5 o'clock tomorrow night.
Yep, 5 o'clock tomorrow night, yep.
Okay,
sounds
good.
God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Night, night,
night.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen. Amen.
God bless.
Amen. Brother Ben, not a rooster, killed a hen.
Stop, 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 stop.